Time to get to our book review. Marcus Greville from Unity Books in Wellington. Hi, Marcus. Welcome.
Hi.
Love to see you. Right, Miss Aluminium by Susanna Moore. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, I'm a big fan. Susanna Moore, she's a great novelist. And she came to the Writers' Festival, I think, in 2008. And I was working at Unity at the time as buyer, and I thought, well, I'll read a few books. And I just powered through them. And she's Jane Campion. Did a film adaptation of one of her books, In the Cut. And that book was quite a sensation in the 90s. And but at the festival, she lit up the stage. She turned up late. She'd overslept. And so the other two writers had been talking already, and they were really interested. And then she walked in, and it was just dynamic. So I read as much as I could, all the books we had, and loved them. Her literary voice is stunning. So when I saw her autobiography come out, I thought, well, I'll definitely have a look at that. And I was shocked. It covers nothing of her writing. It covers the first 30 years of her life. She didn't start writing until quite late. But she grew up in Hawaii, sort of fled Hawaii at 17 because she basically had an evil stepmother after her mother died. Quite young. There was a lot of trauma around that. She lived with her grandmother, got into some low-level modelling, then high-level modelling, and then just got pulled along into this world of Hollywood and films and famous people. The name-dropping alone is worth reading this. I mean, Dean Martin, Jack Nicholson, who she had an affair with, Warren Beatty, Jimmy Stewart, Audrey Hepburn, Robert Mitchum, Candace Bergen, Roman Polanski, Anne Margaret, Art Garfunkel. They're just littered through there. And there was never the sense that she was dropping the names, but she was just describing these interactions as a normal person with these bizarre creatures of Hollywood. She also had a very strong relationship with Joan Didion, who happens to be one of my other favourite writers. Like, she lived with Joan Didion and John Donne for a while. It's absolutely fascinating. And the stories she tells, she did script reading for Warren Beatty, and the job interview basically entailed lifting her skirt up so he could check out her legs, after which he said, "Can you start tomorrow?"
So wrong. Does she comment on that, though? Does she reflect on the fact that of the current environment, you know, she's reflecting on the past, but through the lens of now?
It's really interesting because she doesn't. But she's quite precise about that. Basically, she's reflective, but not judgmental. And I think it denotes her serious attention to that moment in time. And she doesn't let her experiences since then pollute that. Pollute may be too strong a word, but she wants to stay very much in the moment. And when she's describing these events, for instance, she was raped by a very high profile person in Hollywood who did costume design. He dressed Jackie Onassis, for instance, and he was very famous. The way she describes it is as something that happens, but there's no animus there. She doesn't unload on it as this horrific event. She presents. Well, there's an evenness of tone and sort of this calm curiosity in the way she writes about herself and the events and the people that shaped her. Because you can go from describing some harmless, amusing anecdote to and then transition to a traumatic moment in her life, to a reflection or memory of her mother, who she loved dearly. It's serene, and she carries the same voice. She expresses no regret, no extraneous affect, just an invitation for the reader to judge it for themselves. And it's fascinating. It's so even, and she doesn't tell you how to feel about it. It's very clear.
Does she tell you how she feels, though? How much of her do we learn? She's telling these stories, but, you know, a good autobiographer really invites you into their heart and into their memories and into their mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think she definitely describes how she feels, but much like Joan Didion, she describes the architecture of it rather than the deep impact of it.
So she's not using these big kind of emotive descriptions of
pretty much
of
all
what happened.
All the emotive descriptions relate to her mother. And I feel that when she's talking about something difficult that's happened or horrible that's happened, she'll often reflect back to her childhood. and talk about her mother, and you get an emotional feel from that, and the connection of those memories is quite telling. It's very clever writing and beautiful writing. There's a line, it's actually from a different book, but I love it so much. She wrote, "My life, once a fastidious nibble, has turned into an endless disorderly feast." And she just has this beautiful way of speaking. Like, she's talking about, at one point, these amazing clothes that a dear friend of hers gave her when she was young. And she's talking about them now when she's a lot older. She said, "When I now wear these same clothes, a little stained in the armpits and with the occasional moth hole, I wonder how I have held on to them for so long, despite having lost or forsaken so many other things, not all of them tangible." It's this wonderful transition from sort of something mundane to something meaningful in half a breath. She's just a wonderful writer.
What does the title relate to? Miss Aluminium, well, or Miss Aluminum, here in the States?
Well, yeah. I quite like that. If you look at the American cover, it's aluminum, but if you look at the Commonwealth, it's aluminium. Nice attention to detail, I thought. But she was a model. One of her first modelling jobs was at a trade show for an aluminium company that was doing boat hulls. And she just had to stand around in this sort of cling-wrapped tinfoil holding this trident. And it just became one of her entry into the whole world. It was like this gateway job that everything else unfurled.
So highly recommended, I'm taking from everything you said.
Very much, very much. For the name dropping alone, it is worth it.
Thank you very much. That's Marcus Greville from Unity Books in Wellington. He is reviewing Miss Aluminium by Susanna Moore. It is published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson Limited, and the recommended retail price is $28.